Today is April 19th. Welcome on in to Daily Cards Live here on ClaibsOnline.com. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Bob Ramsey and Rammer. Once again, it's a Friday, and it looks like you're out at Ballparks National.
Yeah, construction is going great guns. We've got two brand new high school fields very close to coming online, and the third one will follow behind that. Exciting times here at the Lake of the Ozarks.
I will be traveling down to Nashville, Illinois tonight tomorrow. Two dirt fields that we'll be playing on, an eight-team tournament out there. They do have a third team, a third field set up, Rammer, apparently this weekend for a home run derby and a base race. So that is that's what they'll be putting on there. Haven't seen what the fences are for that, but I know a lot of the kids were asking questions in regards to that, because the winner of it gets a new Hype Fire bat, which, as you know, are the hottest things going right now in youth baseball.
We actually had, not to make Daily Cards Live get into a youth baseball topic, but we actually had a coach at home plate meeting last weekend ask the other coach, "Hey, can you guys not use the fire bats? We don't want anybody to get hurt." True story. And the other coach, wise said, "Well, no, these are our bats. They're legal."
Yeah, some aren't, but yeah, if they're,
but those were.
So you could go ahead and use those. I assume all the bats tonight at Busch Stadium will be legal as the Cardinals and the Brewers get set to face off. It's been a real long time since somebody has been caught with a corked bat. I'm trying to think back into when the last time that would have happened would have been in Major League Baseball, and I'm not, nothing's coming to mind at the at the moment, but
Was somebody in the last few years, and I can't recall it.
Really?
Yeah, a few years, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
I don't remember the last one. The last one, according to Wikipedia, the last person to be caught using a corked bat was Sammy Sosa in 2003.
Really? I thought for sure there was somebody else. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah. It says there's only six cases of that ever happening in Major League Baseball. Sosa in 2003, Wilton Guerrero in 97, Chris Sabo in 96, the famous Albert Bell situation in 1994, Billy Hatcher in 87, and Craig Nettles in 1974.
Hmm. Okay.
The six occurrences, yeah, of a corked bat being used in Major League Baseball. But hey, you know, the old saying goes, you never know what's going to happen when you go down to the ballpark. So head down to Busch tonight. Lots of good giveaways all weekend long. And the Cardinals do not have to face the very hot bat of Christian Yelich, because he has landed on the 10-day injured list. So the Cardinals will catch a little bit of a break there in their first matchup with a National League Central opponent.
Yeah, he was starting to look like the Yelich of old here in April. In fact, was hitting third in the lineup where, you know, that's where he had his greatest success. But he's been out a few days. So far, they haven't seemed to miss a beat much. But obviously, losing somebody of his caliber over time will have an effect.
The makeup of this team, and we've seen the Brewers do this in the past, that they seem to not make any major improvements in the offseason. In fact, they got rid of their best player, Corbin Burns, trade him away. Brandon Woodruff on the shelf for probably most of the season. You lose Devin Williams this year. Everything is going against them. And yet here they stand 11-6 now, 3 weeks into the year. And on top of that, too, they lose Craig Counsell. He goes down to the Cubs, and you lose your manager, too, simply for financial reasons. The Brewers just didn't want to pay him as much as the Cubs did. And this team just continues to win baseball games, and it's going to make things difficult for the Cardinals here in the early goings to climb atop the standings.
Well, the division, unlike last year, top to bottom is very competitive, if you'll allow that I'm suggesting the Cardinals are going to be very competitive. I think they will. Last place right now, but this division, the top two or three teams in the AL Central, the world has turned a little bit, but only a little. You know, if you look at I would ask everybody, look at today's standings. And there's really – and if you said these the standings now will be just like this at the end of the year, you'd go, oh, yeah, that's what I'd figure, with one or two exceptions, the main one probably being the Astros in last place. But every other one, you go, oh, yeah, I could see that. And it's interesting how early on, at least relative to our expectations, it's kind of going like we thought it might.
Yeah, the Cardinals right now are 3 games back of Milwaukee, 2 games back in the win column. So they had a good weekend. It puts them on top of the Brewers in the standings, with them having an 11-6 record, Cardinals 9-10 on the year. Kyle Gibson will be on the mound tonight for the Cardinals, 1-2 in his 3 starts for the Cardinals so far, with a 6.16 ERA, 11 strikeouts in those games. And majority of that 6.16 ERA, not to go all Howard Balzer on you and talk about if you just take this or that away, but he did have a really bad first inning in his last outing, goes on to pitch and into the sixth inning, saves the bullpen, but you take that away and the numbers look a lot different for Kyle Gibson this season.
Yeah. Could I go back and take those the bad numbers away for my college career?
Yeah, sure. If we're doing that for this, yes. Okay. Yeah. You can't change your age, right? You can't change your age or your knees right now though. So
no, I can't do that. Not at all. Yeah, and so what do we learn from that? I think the same thing with Steven Matz. And so the key is avoiding those innings where everything gets away from you.
Yeah.
Now, if it's the first inning, sometimes you can see that happens a lot. I always used to say, if you're going to get Bob Gibson, you better get him early before he kind of gets into a groove. So I'm not saying you have to be Bob Gibson. I'm just saying my point on that is it happens to everybody at some point. So you just got to be ready to jump into a groove first batter of the game, be ready to go, and that's how you avoid those problems.
They will face Freddy Peralta tonight, who has been with the Brewers since 2018. It really feels like Freddy Peralta should be 38 years old for the amount of years that it feels like he has faced the Cardinals over the years. In fact, though, he's only 27 and has been with the team since 2018. There are some Cardinals. What was that?
I was going to say, I think it feels like he came over with the Seattle Pilots. It seems like he's been there so long.
Yeah. Yeah, not that long though. He has faced a lot of these Cardinals in the lineup. Nolan Arenado with 4 home runs off of him in his career with an OPS of 1.269. Paul Goldschmidt with 2 home runs off of Freddy Peralta with a with an OPS of 1.157. So they're there. And Wilson Contreras also at 931 OPS with 2 home runs against Freddy Peralta. So your middle of the order guys, your 2, 3, and 4 guys, or 2, 4, and 5 guys in the lineup that we expect to be out tonight, have hit Freddy Peralta well over the years. Freddy Peralta is a very good pitcher, but the 3 big bashers in the Cardinal lineup do have success against him. It would be nice, and I think we're going to keep saying this on repeat, it would be nice for this to be the game to bust out of.
Yeah, I don't like their chances. Nobody is like they used to be. I wouldn't mind seeing I would consider a lot of changes, but I don't think they will tonight because of the numbers you mentioned. So I think the most drastic thing you could do is leave Contreras in the 3 hole and not a left-handed hitter, and then have a couple of lefties behind Arenado. So that would be the most drastic thing they'd do tonight. I still think we're a week away from some changes. If I were going into the game tonight, I might put Goldschmidt 6th and really change up the top of the order and probably go Wynn Donovan 1 and 2, then Contreras 3. I'll admit that's probably too drastic for the 3rd week of the season, but these are the kinds of things I think you have to contemplate.
tomorrow is another game to look at, too, as the Cardinals will face a pitcher by the name of D.L. Hall. He is a young lefty, I believe about 25 years old. He was one of the key pieces that came back over from Baltimore in the Corbin Burns trade at the end of spring training. The Cardinals have a total, Rammer, of 5 at-bats against D.L. Hall in their career. Young lefty, though, you load it up with the righties. It's a good day to get Contreras and Herrera in the lineup. Again, it's kind of setting the table to have your best lineup out there in situations like that.
Yeah, I'd be playing Herrera almost every day. Now, against Peralta, maybe it is a day to set him. You know, you want to keep him in spots where you know he can be really successful. But I haven't really seen him overwhelmed yet. Have you, that I can think of?
No.
So I'd be borderline. Do I want him in or out? The offense is so weak right now. I may think I got to have him in there, even though it means I lose a left-handed bat. Although on the numbers I saw, the Peralta lefty-righty splits are not that dramatic and maybe even a little reversed, if I remember correctly. So if it were me, I think I'd still have Herrera in there. But if it's Burleson, I get it. I understand what they're doing. I won't be upset about it.
So you are saying tonight that if you are Ali Marmol, if you're putting that lineup together for this evening, that you are looking at dropping Paul Goldschmidt all the way down to 6th in the lineup and bumping Mason Winn up. You think it's time for that to happen?
I'd give it a shot. I'd go again. I would give it a shot, but I will admit I'm probably too aggressive with the lineup nerd stuff, but I would seriously contemplate Winn, Donovan, Contreras, Arenado, Herrera, Goldschmidt. I'd probably put Nootbaar, then Goldschmidt, then Herrera 7th, and then 8-9.
Looking around the rest of Major League Baseball, by the way, Sonny Gray pitches on Sunday for the Cardinals, Miles Michaelis on Saturday. So they have their 1-2 going for them this weekend. Other key matchups around baseball for this weekend, the best matchup in all of baseball is going to be down in Atlanta. The Rangers at the Braves this weekend down at Truist Park. Two of the, I believe, the two highest scoring teams in baseball, the highest scoring American League team and the highest scoring National League team in baseball, going at it. And this is the beauty of interleague play. Having full interleague play is that you will get these matchups every year, not just hopefully every 3 years. It just so happens to work out.
Well, you know, it's if Corey Seager's in the lineup, and he will be, Semien Seager, and then Adolis hitting 4th, that is really, really potent. What's interesting about the Braves is it's Ozuna who has really stood out in their lineup. He's got over 20 RBIs already. Mm-hmm. He's just on an unbelievable pace. Yeah. Harris is off to a good start. Their lineup is truly scary.
And you'll have tonight, you have Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves going against Andrew Haney of the Rangers. Yeah, a story came out earlier today involving the Braves, Rammer. Gary Cooper, a major leaguer, a career minor leaguer who played 42 days for the Braves back in 1980, and only playing in 21 of those games with 2 plate appearances, I guess is petitioning Major League Baseball right now to potentially get that 43rd day to be signed by the Braves or signed by a team and be given one day, because according to Major League Baseball's pension rules, you must spend 43 days in the major leagues to qualify for a pension from Major League Baseball. He has been denied the exemption back in 2017 for this, and was denied back then, but once again has a petition going. He is 67 years old and is trying to get a one-day contract from the Braves to be on their coaching staff to get that 43rd day, which would give him a pension valued, I believe, once a month, $5,750.
Which is, I think, is 1 year vested as opposed to 10 years to be fully vested.
Yeah.
I don't think it's asking too much. Is it a problem to help a guy out? However, do you open up, well, I only need 2 days. I only need a week. I only need 2 weeks. I only need 2 months. I only need 42 days for a guy who came up for 1 day. So do you say the rules are the rules? Or can you legislate that this is a one-time special exemption? But you've got to be very, very careful about doing it. Certainly would be nice to help a guy out.
Rammer, tonight, live at Lowe's after the Cardinal game, Klaibs and Ricky Horton will be joined by John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. I should go up there and let Mo know that I need 43 days of just to get that pension. Just let him know
another guy.
I'm that close. Yeah,
you know, just another guy. We need 43 right. days. That's
we're
all.
We're close. It's 43 days. I could sit in the replay room for 43 days. It's
replay
fine.
Replay room, picking up loose balls in the bullpen.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Rammer, one more guy that has also, just like you and me, has 0 days in Major League Baseball, but that will change very soon. Paul Skenes, the number one overall pick last year by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Have you seen his numbers through 4 starts in AAA?
No.
4 starts in AAA to begin the year. He has gone 12 and two-thirds innings pitched, has allowed 5 hits, 27 strikeouts, has walked 4, and has yet to allow an earned run. Drafted out of LSU last year, he was bumped up to AAA this year. I think he might be ready. I think he's proven everything he needs to prove in AAA. I think it's time for the Pirates to call him up.
Yeah. Wow. If he were at Memphis, would we be screaming to high heaven?
Oh, my God. Yes. Rammer, by the way, that's a walk to a K per nine ratio of 20.
Sure. Why not?
Also, should be noted, too, that he's dating Livy Dunn, if you're familiar with her. So Pittsburgh would also have Livy Dunn at their games all summer long.
So I might be the only person that doesn't know who that is, but there could be other viewers, Joe, if you want to enlighten us.
Oh, if they know, they know, or they can just go, they could go look her up.
Is not a podcast to inform.
No, it's a podcast. You do your own research. We inform, you decide.
I'm on board with that. I like it.
I will be giving away tickets to the games this weekend on my socials. Check it out at Joe Roderick over on Twitter. Tickets to games on Saturday and Sunday. So be on the lookout for those. As Rammer, you and I will spend our weekends watching youth baseball tournaments in Missouri and in Illinois.
Yes, we will.
Until then, we are brought to you each and every day by Munganass St. Louis Acura and also Rammer Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri, just visiting with my friends over at headquarters and talking about where the rates are going, maybe the news, an uptick, whatever. Go to the people who know. Go to Royal Banks, talk to their mortgage lenders. If you're looking for a mortgage, a home equity credit line, or refi, they're the folks to talk to. 314-212-1500. Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. We will talk to you on Monday right here on Daily Cards Live here on Klaibs Online.
Hi, everybody. I'm Peter Munganass with Munganass St. Louis Acura. Here to talk to you today about some benefits of Acura's certified pre-owned program. After passing a 182-point multi-point inspection, Acura backs all of our certified pre-owned cars with a 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Munganass St. Louis Acura has new inventory arriving daily. Come on into Munganass St. Louis Acura today, meet our award-winning team, and find that perfect certified pre-owned Acura for you.